Over the past few years, the issues of pornography and censorship have become widely debated, particularly here in London, where City Council has reacted to community pressure by requiring stores that carry erotic or pornographic magazines to keep these publications behind an opaque barrier 1.5 meters above the ground. The debate, however, is far from resolved. Part of the problem is a lack of clear distinction between pornography and erotica, between garbage and art. I spoke with Gail Hutchinson of the London Status of Women Action Group.
In the depiction that is sexually explicit or whatever, there is women. There's violence along with sex. That's pretty obvious when women are shown being raped or bound up or mutilated, and there's some sexual activity along with it. That's pornography. But also when women are ridiculed or degraded in any way, I call that pornography.
The issue of definitions, however, does not cover the whole problem. An increasingly large number of people object to the possibility of censorship being used to control any media. Robert Metz of the Freedom Party of Ontario has very strong views on censorship.
Censorship, remember, is always one person telling another person what they can see, hear, or read. And when it comes right down to it, if you're not reading the material of your own choosing, then you're reading the material of someone else's choosing. And then you have to ask the question, what gives that person the right to choose that material in your, you know, instead of you, yourself?
Ms. Hutchinson's views on censorship are no less intense.
Censorship is sort of it's a word that gets everybody real upset. It certainly gets me as a feminist upset, because who's been censored in our culture in every way have been women. You know, women's writings have gone out of print, or, you know, women's history is not in any of our history books. You know, women's work is never mentioned. You know, we're the ones who've been censored. So for us, that word is a scary one.
Even though the sentiment against censorship is on the rise, 62% of people surveyed in Ontario favor some degree of media control. However, Mr. Metz is quick to warn that this figure can be misleading.
Censorship itself is not overall a popular thing. Like, a lot of people are in support of censorship, but they all disagree amongst each other what should be censored, whereas 34% of the people in this province, for example, solidly are opposed to any form of censorship at all. And if we want to talk about majorities, they're the only 34% with a solid majority, because they all agree, no censorship. And the censor board itself has published these statistics, but they seem totally oblivious to them. They'd rather work with the conflicting 62% rather than with the solid 34%.
Does pornography have a negative effect on people? Does it cause violence against women?
It's interesting, you know, you get a lot of people in the media and the police talking recently about, well, you know, all this violence against police on television, etc., you know, may lead to people killing police, you know, maybe the degradation about police and their image. Well, that's what we've been saying for years about women's image, you know, that, you know, maybe this could lead, this is why women are subject to being murdered, you know, that if a mass murder is going to murder anyone, it's going to be a woman or a child.
Truth of the matter is that our society is less violent all the time. It has always become less violent. Over the last two centuries, the overall rate of violence in society has decreased. And even Roy McMurtry, as Attorney General, commented that the paranoia in this province about increase in violence is not justified by the statistics. The murder rate has been decreasing since 1975. The overall violent crime rate has been decreasing. And yet the paranoia about violence in society has been increasing.
Perhaps the most basic question involved here is whether or not censorship is a violation of our right to freedom of speech.
You want freedom of speech because you want people to be able to express their political ideas and ideas that may go against a government. I mean, that's what we want freedom of speech for, our basic right. But it's not an absolute right. It's not a right to say whatever we wish about any group or anybody, or libel someone or slander someone.
The lack of censorship, let's say freedom, is an absolute right in terms of what a person can see, hear, read, or think about.
For 6X News, I'm John Collins.